Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Today is our last fellowship for this week. Another problem in the Church of Corinth was division. We can read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 10 to 17. Paul's desire for the believers in Corinth was that they agree with one another and be perfectly united in mind and thought. Is there such a thing as a church where everyone agrees with each other and all are united perfectly in mind and thought? Even in the healthiest churches, there will be differences of opinion in minor doctrine and practice. He had heard that there were quarrels among believers in this church. The Corinthians were forming cliques identified with the ministry style and personality of certain respected leaders. Some were looking to Paul, others to Apollos or Cephas, and still others to Christ. Each group thought itself better than the other. Today, it is leaders and the denominations you belong. The body of Christ should not be divided. Although each of the human leaders had different gifts and ministry focus, the church should stay united under Christ alone. Its leader and church shall give the body a fuller ministry. Satan was successfully then and also now in using the strength of these leaders to divide the church. We need to see how subtle the enemy is in his attacks. He can use our strength to accomplish his diabolic purposes. What should the church do today? They should stop allowing these issues to divide them. Our worship and devotion were to be toward the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Those in leadership know the temptation to seek the adoration and praise of those they work among. Don't fall in this trap. Desire that the Lord Jesus be lifted up. The church should focus not too much on programs, leaders, and ministries, and lose sight of the central focus, Jesus Christ our Lord. We should be thankful for our spiritual leaders and pray for them always. Let's pray. Lord, we are human and we make errors in our lives and in the ministry. Please forgive us. Help us not to bring division in the church, but unity through building the relationship in love with each other. We need to focus on you, Lord, and not our leaders. They are just your instruments in leadership by leading your flock. Let them live by example, and we too. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.